In the name of Jesus. Why all the to-do about Matthias? You can't be much more of an also-ran than St. Matthias. The Acts of the Apostles opens with a big event of the Ascension, and the following big event is Pentecost. In between, there's a call meeting. Short list of two, they prayed, the Lord decided, and it's Matthias. We never hear of him again. Why bother about Matthias? Actually, we do hear of him again. On the day of Pentecost, there stand the 12. Peter standing with the 11. Peter preached the sermon. Peter couldn't chant for beans. Peter plus 11 equals 12. Similarly, Matthew 28's 11, to whom the apostolic mandate is given, 12 minus Judas equals 11. That 11 plus Matthias equals 12. Are you still with me? The Lord is not going to not have his 12. Can't do anything more Yahweh-ish than that. Luke 6 tells us Jesus prayed all night. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles. Me, Lord, you apostle. Of the 12 thus ordained, it can be done without the hands bit, as Dr. Walther observed. Of the 12, we are told their names. No one is left in doubt who is ordained. The last name is Judas Iscariot. 12 minus Judas equals 11. 11 plus Matthias is 12. The Lord has his 12. He does not flub up. He does not get stuck at 11. He has himself a people, an Israel, a 12. All clear. Carry on. Mandate to the 12 is carried out on Pentecost Day. There is the apostolic ministry. There is teaching. There is baptizing. There disciples have thus been made. Getting close to 3,000. Isn't that just the way we push statistics? Unlike our Lord's counting, ours may miss somebody. On Pentecost Day, no doubt there's 12, and no doubt there's church. Those giving out the gifts and those to whom the gifts are given, without both, no gifting, AC 5. How many did also ran Matthias baptize? The Apostle Paul will not let us get stuck with that question. Christ is the one, Christ crucified, by whose cross the gifts were achieved, and he is the one who gives them out by use of the instruments he has put there for his giving them out. If you wanted your kid baptized, Pastor Paul sent you along to one of the other pastors. Baptizing is not in his missa canonica, his call in the specific sense. AC 28:8, juxta vocationem. What's important is that, as the Large Catechism confesses, the baptizing is done by the Lord, by his use of the instrument he put there for his doing it. That belongs in our celebration of St. Matthias Day. St. Matthias does best for us in pointing us to Jesus, the Twelver. It's Jesus' show, and what he is into is having himself augmentingly a 12, an Israel, his own people, his apostolic church, as we confess every Sunday. It's Luke who delivers this 12/Israel most fully. We can only hope that Theophilus had had enough schooling to cotton on. How cross-cultural can you get? Matthias, at least, as his name would indicate, was an honest-to-goodness Jew, gift of Jehovah. He would have no problem in getting all this talk of the 12. But then after Pentecost, the 12 are not heard of again in the Acts of the Apostles, except they appoint 7 men to take care of the distribution to the needy so they can stick to what the Lord put them there for. That they disappear is really not surprising, since as apostles, they went. Paroithentes. Whither they all went, we are not told. We are told how the word of the Lord grew and how it traveled, per pedis apostolorum, beautiful feet, to the center of the world and on to the uttermost parts of the world. More apostles were made, Paul, Barnabas, Timothy, Titus, Brower. From the start, no one doubted it was the Lord who made them that. The Lord's mandate ran beyond the reach of the first apostles, the 12 ones. What uttermost part Matthias went to, we are not told. But we do know what he did there, or better, what the Lord did there by his use of Matthias to teach and to baptize, and so to make disciples, have himself a people. The there to which this year's candidates will go, we shall, God willing, hear of on call night. They may go, and we may never hear of them again or see them again, until the joyful twelving of which Revelation tells us. The Lord surely has his 12, but 12 can't hold it all, and so 12 times 12. If not before, see you there. And Saint Matthias too, and those whom you and he baptized and taught, whom the Lord baptized and taught, his name upon them 144,000. He's got us counted. He can't forget you. And oh yes, Matthias too. Don't forget Saint Matthias. You can be sure our Lord hasn't mislaid him. Amen.